Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, who wants to ride that wave of love? There's a love I can feel, rising with the dawn, reaching out to help us heal, like ripples on a pond, offering us a choice. In these days to come, to ride the waves and be a voice for peace under the sun. Oh, hey, everybody, surf's up! Riding the wave of love, high on heaven above, dancing down to earth, the beautiful rebirth, riding the wave of love.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Living Eden. And this is your host, Sharon Walker. So delighted to be with you and being on time. Thank you for helping me, Blog Talk Radio. Living Eden, the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance. Always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. And happy Easter. Happy Holy Week. For this next coming week. Yes, welcome, welcome. And I invite you right away to go to AirPano, AIRPANO.com, and pull up the information and pictures for Valencia, VALENCIA, Spain. And keep them up while we're doing our show. And we will be talking about Valencia, Spain, as our touch-in on the planet this week. And I picked that because it is the Passion of Christ and the Resurrection of Christ and the Holy Week. And the Holy Grail is involved in that. And Valencia Cathedral, a lot of people think that the Holy Grail is to be found in Valencia Cathedral. I don't know about that, but that was why I picked Spain. And we'll get back to that as we go on. So let's breathe. Doing our beautiful galactic breath. With a beautiful sounding coming from us as we breathe out. Breathing through our hearts, Earth's heart, and the galactic heart. That delicious, sexy, life-giving, succulent breath. Wonderful. And I invite you to call in. The guest call-in number is 909-533-8401. I would love to have conversation with you or just have you online quiet. You don't have to talk at all. And again, breathing, and this time breathing the galactic breath into our pineal gland, which is surrounded, we're intending it to be surrounded by an octahedron, which is two pyramids touching each other bottom to bottom. Okay, breathing in. Holding it in the pineal gland, letting that energy run around in there in the octahedron being reconfigured. And letting it go. that energy down through your spinal column, in your spinal cord, and down into your belly, down through your legs into your feet, down into your Earth Star, which is about 6 inches below your feet in the earth, down into the center core of the earth, in that fire and power and amazingness, full of what seems to us miracles, but is just normal for Earth. And this time, as we breathe in again, the same way we just did, we will be using the energy to create the energy bowl for our show. So breathing in, holding it in our pineal gland, and then out. Letting all that beautiful energy begin to form our energy bowl as we call in angels and archangels and Christ consciousness and the Christ matrix and love and joy and peace and abundance for all, and our shadows, for our shadows to be loved by the Great Mother, who knows the truth about the shadow and how the shadow can become a fabulous gift. And also today to focus on the goddess of compassion. So she will be part of our energy bowl. She is, her color is violet, and she's the violet flame that can burn in the energy bowl and transform our shadows as individuals, as humanity, and as a planet. Her qualities are compassion and mercy, unconditional love, forgiveness, adoration of the divine, and non-attachment. She's one of the 13 archetypes of the goddess in the 13th Moon Oracle by Ariel Spilsbury. And Ariel Spilsbury's course is the one that I took. So the shadow within the goddess of compassion is rescuer syndrome, non-self-care, inadvertently fostering codependency, misperception about what compassion is, unhealed wounded child, not being able to say no, especially in an attempt to get love. Now, that last one is the one that I picked to choose to work on for this month, is my knowing, my consciously know that I do everything to get love. And my intention is to love myself so much that I don't need to do anything to get love except to love myself. And then all the love that I want to give can flow freely, without any rescuing or owning or, you know, just freedom, free love. And her symbols are lotus, white willow, gardenia, triple flame of transmutation, violet flame, planetary satsang, and heart with wings. Her animal totems are bear, dragon, and tiger. Her element is fire. How would you guess that? With her being the triple flame of transmutation and the violet flame. And her sacred tools are mantra. And her mantra is Om Tara Tutara Ture Swaha, or Om Mani Padma Hum, which are Hindu chants. And you can find those on the internet. Her mantra, her yantra, the sacred geometry of the upward pointing triangle inside of a circle. And that's her yantra, or sacred geometry. It's also the Sri Yantra, which is a lot of triangles inside of a circle. Okay, and her goddess archetypes are Kuan Yin. Oh, wait a minute. Her mudra, or sound, is Tinksha, Tibetan bells, and tuning forks. And her group, now these are group archetypes. Within her group is Kuan Yin, Tara, and Mary, Mother Mary. A similar male archetype is Malampus and Buddha. And her color is violet. Her scents are lavender and lilac. Her herbs are lavender and peppermint. Her tree is a jacaranda tree. Crystals are amethyst, lepidolite, celestial crystals. Her flowers are lotus, gardenia, lilac. And her phase of the moon is the new moon, which won't be for a couple of weeks yet. And embedded in her mystery is that compassion evokes resonance with divine intent. Mantras resonating with the structural matrix of the, literally, the mind of God. The flames of love, wisdom, and power, her three transmuting flames, fusing fire to water. Alchemically distilling the seed yantra of unconditionality in the third eye. Now, that's not something that just is meaningful off the top of your head. Just let it be in your heart and your spirit, and let it do its work. So, now, let's go back and take another breath into this beautiful bowl that our show is in. And hold it in the pineal gland and release. Setting on fire our bowl today even more with that breath, with the beautiful violet flame. And the air panel picture of Valencia, Spain, and all the little pieces of stories about Valencia, along with the pictures. And if you click on the top pic, it'll go to a whole bunch of 360-degree panoramas of Valencia, so that you can tour the city from the air in all those different ways, besides the standstill photographs on the first page of this with the stories, and Valencia being the largest and most famous of all the cities in Spain. And it's a city that has a perfect geographical location on the banks of the Tura River, which flows into the Mediterranean Sea. For centuries, Valencia has been a key point during battles with Romans, with Visigoths, with Christians, with Moors. And it was fully adopted by Christianity in the 13th century and became a mighty kingdom, which was the center of Spanish historic events. and then it became a temporary capital of Spain in the 1930s. And now it is the third largest city by population in Spain after Madrid and Barcelona. And representatives of different cultures coexist here. So you can find architectural heritage reflecting both Moresque and Christian periods here, which is really important to Living Eden, because Living Eden is about bringing all of us together in oneness. So this is another place in the world where people are living in peace together from different spiritualities, from different countries, from different languages. And if you're on the page, I mean, it's a pretty incredible picture that we're looking at of what they've made in this city. In 1996, Valencia was declared a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. And the sites in Valencia would fill pages for places to be seeing. And here on Air Panel, you can see lots of them, somewhat. I mean, they're small and they're all together. The city is so crowded, but you can still get an idea of the different places. And that one of the places, let's see, the Torres de Serranos is the place where the Las Falas, the most famous festival in Valencia, is announced, and there's a picture of that area in the old town. And then the towers, the twin towers. Valencia has their own twin towers, which are still intact. The Torres de Quart, they've become the national patrimony of Spain and have been included in the list of natural cultural heritage. They were a part in the 15th century of medieval defensive wall, which was surrounding the area of Old Town. And then in the 17th century, they were a female prison. In the 19th century, during the War of Independence, and in the 20th century, during the Civil War, they protected the city. So there's a picture of them. And then there's an architectural important historical area of Valencia called the Silk Exchange. Silk production had been a key industry for Valencian economics for several centuries. And the 18th century was its golden age. Then 25,000 people worked in this field. And the Silk Exchange was being built between 1482 and 1533 in four parts. The Roman Columns, which is the trading hall, the Sea Consulate Room, the Orange Tree Patio, and the Prison Tower, where silk thieves and bankrupted merchants were put. So it was designed as a temple of commerce, with the main hall decorated as a paradise garden. And there's a picture of that area. And then there's the City of Arts and Sciences, which is absolutely unique, made up of five buildings situated at the end of a drained riverbed of Turia, the River Turia. It is a most outstanding and ambitious project, perhaps taken in by the whole country. Its idea was born in 1989. 1994, construction was initiated, And in 2005, it was fulfilled. So it is now fulfilled for 10 years. It includes the Queen Sophia Palace of the Arts, Le Hemispheric, which is an IMAX cinema, planetarium, and Lasarium, and Lumbraco, a greenhouse gallery. L'Agora is the name of the greenhouse gallery. A multifunctional covered space for exhibitions and other events. And the Prince Philip Science Museum. And the largest open-air oceanographic park in Europe. It's a city within a city. The City of Arts and Sciences in Valencia. What a fabulous place to go visit. Wow. And we're visiting it. Feel that energy. We're visiting it. We're not just looking at it. We're jumping into it. We're being part of it. We're walking in those buildings and smelling them and touching them in our imagination and in this picture. Don't forget that. And breathing that air and hearing that sound. There's even in the silence, I'm sure it isn't silent there. There's too many buildings and people, but let yourself know the feeling of all of that. And then there's Valencia Cathedral, one of the most important cultural, architectural, and historical monuments for Spain, situated in the center of Old Town. The foundation was laid in 1262 over a former mosque, but during the centuries it was constantly rebuilt. And now it is a mixture of archetypal styles, ranging from Baroque, Gothic, exquisite Renaissance, and neoclassicism. The cathedral is covered by an octagonal lantern tower with lancet windows, and the front is decorated with several sculptures dated in the 13th century. So if we go, this cathedral has great masterpieces from all great artists, and the key item of the Passion of Christ, the Holy Grail, which in legend is the very vessel Christ used during the Last Supper. This sacred object is actually recognized by the Vatican, but I don't know if this, I don't know if it's actually true that it's there. The biggest truth about the Holy Grail is that we are the Holy Grail. Each and every person, each and every animal, each and every plant, and our planet, and the cosmos and all that it contains are the Holy Grail. And there is actually a Holy Grail cup vessel that Christ used during the Last Supper. And if you go to, if you were on the page with just the pictures, if you go to the 360 degree one, there are 12 360 degree panoramas, and one of them is all about the Valencia Cathedral. So I invite you to do that. And now take a breath again. Big, deep breath. Breathing in our pilgrimage journey through Valencia, Spain. And let that breath invite you to deepen your connection even more as it moves down through your body. And your body reads that breath of air. And remember to make it more real by not only seeing, but the movement from the panoramas gives you some connection with movement, the movement of Valencia, Spain. And the sound. Here is a little bit of the sound you might hear there. So you get given sound, movement, view, seeing, sight, touch. You can touch those pictures. Put your hands on them and let them speak to your hands and your body. And know that you are there. Imagine being with the people walking in the streets and working in the buildings. And ask for a smell in the cathedral when they're having mass. Maybe they're using incense. The smell. Just breathe in, intending to feel and know the smell. So all of your senses. Journeying and pilgrimaging, Valencia, Spain, and the Valencia Cathedral. And maybe even celebrating a little bit of, or a great deal of, Easter in this way. And knowing that you are including not just Catholics, but mosques are there. Other, you know, there's other pictures of, what is it? There's one of the City of Arts and Sciences. There's one of the Basilica of Our Lady of the Forsaken. Of the City of Arts and Sciences. So just keep touring there. And now I want to talk to you about robotics. It's a funny thing to be bringing in. But this is another aspect of actual things that are happening on the planet, which are serving Living Eden in our youth. The robotics that I know of on the planet that my grandson is involved in is a high school for the years that you're in high school. And you actually get assigned every year a robot to make, and the team of teenagers makes this robot. They get the parts, they get the money, they get the adult supervision that they need, they get everything that they need to make these robots, and they have to make a particular kind each year that does a certain thing. Like one year they had to throw basketballs into a hole. Another year they had to throw discs into a law. It wasn't a hole. It was an extended area in length and maybe about 2 foot high, so a big rectangle. they have to do different projects. Sometimes they have to climb. Sometimes they have to do two or three different types of things. And they have to do it in their team. They have, this year they had 43 teams in our state. And they have to do it as a team, so they learn to function as a team. They have to put together a myriad of plans to the T. And I've read their books that they put together to do these projects are amazing. And I think I just walk into something I want to do and do it. I don't even plan, and I don't get very far. But anyway, and then they have to get along with each other so that they can actually make these robots. And they have to program them. So there's programmers. My grandson this year is a programmer for the controls for the robots. And this year they had to pick up empty trash containers, rectangular containers with tops on them, and pile them on top of each other. And then put a trash can on top of the pile. And in the hole on top of the trash can, they had to put noodles, those noodles that you use when you go swimming and stuff. And then they had to put the whole pile on top of a specific space. And the team would be doing it, getting points, and they would have another team doing it at the same time on the opposite court from them. And whoever got the most points would win that particular, can't think of the word to call it, contest. So they also had to do a piece in the contest where the two teams did it together. Not just one team did it on one side and one did it on the other side, but each team had to gather four of those empty containers, and they had to have some from gather from one side and one gather from the other side and put that in the center of everything so that they made that particular stack together. And they got lots of extra points for doing that because they did it together. And then it gets narrowed down to 8 highest contendants of the 43. And then those 8 pick people from the 43, from the ones that are left over. They each pick 2. So there's 3 groups in each team now for semifinals. And then the groups, the three, there's one, now there's a group on each side again to do the same thing, but now there's 3 teams in one group on each side. And they're having to work together when they've never worked together before. In order to win, they have to work together. And so then they end up with the three or four highest ones. And I didn't stay for the end of that. But anyway, the interrelationship is incredible. And the having to get along with each other is awesome. And even if they don't win, if they do it in a way, if they play in a way that is interactive and they're getting along with each other instead of fighting and walking all over each other in order to maybe win, that's what the real win is. And also that they've learned how to gather money for what they want to do. They've learned how to know how to put together plans for how to do it, how to gather people and not only money, but people and support for, and mentors to help teach them what they need to know, and to look at each other and value each other and not walk all over each other because you think you got the most knowledge. The most knowledge is not what is the most important. What is the most important is that you loved each other and you got along together and you did a fabulous job. So this is a great way to be training our youth for the new Eden. And for them to find out, you know, probably when they started it, they never thought they could make a robot. So it was a miracle, every little movement to make those robots. So I really applauded and continue to applaud these teams in how they are teaching our teenagers about a fabulous life on this planet. So let's breathe into that too. Taking a big, deep galactic breath inside the heart of God. Into our pineal gland. Holding it. And with delight. Feel your breath breathing in and out. Letting yourself move down into your body. Your breath feeling your body with you. How delicious, how warm, how full of movement, how each part of your body interacts in friendship to keep you alive and healthy. Breathing in. And out. Making the pilgrimage again down, down, down through your body. Filling yourself with yourself. Down into your feet, into your Earth Star. And the silver cord, silver and gold cord, down from your Earth Star into the center of the Earth. And being in our energy bowl, inside the violet flame of the Goddess of Compassion. In the cathedral, in the Valencia Cathedral, in the city of Spain. And breathing in there, letting yourself be there. And bringing your shadow again into this space to be transformed by the Goddess of Compassion's triple flame. And her violet flame. And the mind of God. cosmic mind of God. And all the angels and archangels are with us. And the fountain of youth in the forest of Alchemistica just said it wants to be with us too. Breathing. And surrounding, we're in the center of the triangle inside the circle, which is the frequency of violet. So that's the violet flame. And we're inside the center of the Sri Yantra, which is the Bindu, inside the Sri Yantra, which is the structure, creating the planet and the lives that we desire, of peace and love and joy and abundance for all. With dancing and music. Blowing us right into the creation, the co-creation. Of the living Eden that planet Earth is becoming. And please remember that you have more support, so much support out there, like the Gene Keys that I talked about last week. There is a huge lot going on this planet that is awesome and wonderful and beyond our wildest imagination. And it's happening more and more. And the more of us get excited about that and get involved in it and encouraging it energetically, the more it's going to happen. The more amazing things are going to come up every day. And one of them is Stacy Goforth and Valinda Salva, who have created for our support sparkling, fiery, empowered energy jewelry. And they're going to be back with us. They were with us in the beginning, a while back. They're going to be back with us in a couple of weeks. So please send in questions for me and for them, and sharings and insight, and they will share their amazing journey since they were with you last time. And don't forget that Simone Matthews is on her guided tour around the world with her family now, and that we are supporting them, Living Eden radio show, in honoring their journey and celebrating their journey and sending them support in all the ways that they may need it. And we will have them back on, too. And don't forget, you can call in on 909-533-8401. And you can share then, or you can share at blogtalkradio.com/Living Eden. And at the bottom of that page is a place for comments. So you can share what you have to share there. Or at my website, iamgoddessiam.com. And at the bottom of the homepage, and I think at the bottom of every page, is a comment area where you can share. So I thank you. I love you. You're fabulous. You're wonderful. And this can't happen without you. We all need to be together in order to accomplish what we want to accomplish. So you are so welcome. The door is wide open, and my heart is wide open. And happy Easter to all of you. Have the best Easter you have ever had. And I'll see you next week. Okay, bye-bye.